Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
This episode sponsored by our friends at The Wellness Company. Head over to TWCHealth/Dobbs to get your med kit. A med kit with all the essential pharmaceuticals, you know, the ones the mainstream media and Marxist left don't want you to have, like ivermectin, Z-Pax, amoxicillin, and much more. Be prepared for when the next plague hits by heading over to TWC.health/Dobbs and enter promo code Dobbs at checkout to save 15% off your entire order. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Great America Show. Great to have you with us. President Trump spending most of the week before Judge Juan Merchan, a process of jury selection, and it was painful. As you might expect, the jury pool a little tainted, being Manhattan bound and about a 7-to-1 voter registration in favor of Democrats. The president getting a pretty interesting jury, though. Here's one of those prospective jurors who was to sit on the jury but was dismissed because of a scheduling conflict. She did, however, tell the court she could remain unbiased just moments before she talked to the media and there admitted she is indeed very biased indeed against President Trump.
Can you share your opinion of the former president and why you felt that you could be unbiased?
I'm not a fan. During COVID-19, I lived with someone who was immunocompromised, and I think his handling of COVID-19 was abysmal. I have a sister who was adopted from China, and the comments he made about China when he was running for president made her very anxious, and therefore made me angry. There are policies he has supported that regard women and reproductive health that I do not agree with. And I think all of that needs to be addressed.
As I said, this is sure to be a jury that will be stacked against President Trump. The president, despite the persecution and prosecutions, is gaining ground against Joe Biden in all elements of polling with Hispanics, with blacks. A new poll has Trump gaining big league with the young voters as well. A new Harvard-Harris poll compared to 2020. Former President Trump closing the gap with Joe Biden by double digits and among voters 18 to 29. But back in 2020, among all adults under age 30, Biden led Trump by 23 points. Hopefully that's an indicator of where we'll be on November 5th. Biden's lead among this same group has fallen to just 8 points, a 15-point shift in President Trump's direction. All good news. And everybody's favorite attorney general is back in the news, Bill Barr on Fox News, with a rare defense of President Trump. You probably don't even think you heard me right. A defense of President Trump. Barr says he condemns the Marxist-left perversion of our justice system by persecuting Trump, and he calls it an abomination. Barr also offers some insight on who he will be voting for in the 2024 election. I don't want to ruin the surprise.
Well, I've said all along, you know, given two bad choices, I think it's my duty to pick the person I think would do the least harm to the country. And in my mind, that's I will vote the Republican ticket.
You
will support the Republican ticket. I think the real danger to the country, the real danger to democracy, as I say, is the progressive agenda. And while Trump, and I said, Trump may be playing Russian roulette, but continuation of the Biden administration is national suicide, in my opinion.
The odd thing about all of this is that Barr says Biden poses a far bigger threat to the country, yet Barr is primarily the reason that Biden is even in office in the first place. It was Barr who protected Joe Biden and Hunter Biden as well, at all costs, from investigation or prosecution. In fact, he knew that Joe Biden was lying during the last presidential debate, and he said nothing. Oh, yes, and he sent out FBI agents to social media to intimidate them to shut down all of the talk about the laptop and, of course, without any question, the social media doors were slammed for conservatives and Republicans and particularly President Trump. Our guest today is Devin Nunes, former congressman, chair of the House Intelligence Committee for years, and he is now CEO of Trump Media and Technology Group, Devin Nunes. Devin, great to have you here. I want to just say, first of all, congratulations. It's an exciting time in the market, and I know it has been for Truth Social and DJT. This has got to be as exciting as it gets in business. What do you think?
Well, it was a long time getting to here. You may remember that the SEC, Biden administration, stopped this deal for so long and slowed down our IPO. So it's great to finally be here. But, some things are still the same as they always are, Lou, and that is that 95%, I don't know, it might even be 98% of the stories that come out online are just so nasty and fake about Truth Social. So we continue to battle that back. But the good news is that we announced this week our next product line, our next business venture, which is streaming. And we're talking about actually having TV. So if you want to cut the cord, you'll actually be able to watch that within Truth Social. We'll be the only app out there of our major competitors that actually has kind of old school television. So the ability to take canceled news, canceled religious, family-friendly content and put it into our Truth Social app, while at the same time putting it into a traditional OTT app that people are used to on their devices, like say if you have a Fubo or a Sling or Xfinity, et cetera, et cetera. And then phase three is putting that onto your television. So we're building it as fast as we can. We've been testing it for 6 months. It's working well. And we think it's going to give a home for a lot of canceled content out there that tries to right some of the wrongs in this country.
Well, can't wait to see that as well. Truth Social has been doing has blazed a heck of a trail in that direction. And congratulations again. I mean, it's an exciting business story. In part, it's the excitement of being shot at and missed, I think is the expression, because you've got a lot of shorts coming into the stock. You're fighting that battle, which a lot of companies have to. I love the fact that you push them back. Give us a sense of what you, I don't know if you've got a perspective on it or not.
Yeah, I would say this
is pretty rough stuff.
I would say this, that, I spent my career in Washington doing some of the most complicated investigations that there's ever been in Washington, some of the biggest scandals that there were. And so if people are screwing with this stock, we're not playing games with them. We're going to find out because, we know that with our retail shareholder base, we're not stupid here. We know that all the big banks in this country are not going to recommend our stock. They're not going to put it into their fund. So we're relying on retail investors to invest in the stock. That's okay. That's not a problem. But if the big banks and the trading companies don't actually have the shares to short, that's a big problem. So if they think they're going to screw with us and they think we're not going to figure it out, I got news for them. We're going to come after them.
And
that's what we're doing.
I think that's what should happen in so many instances, because a lot of the Wall Street firms play the game and the investment community gets a little carried away sometimes. I think this is good for you. This market needs to be cleaned up. One way to get there.
And to me, I have no problem if liquidity. I used to, back in my early days and when I used to be in farming, I used to, do a lot of hedging. So I understand the need to have liquidity in the marketplace. But what you can't have is you can't have, tens of millions of shares trading in a day when likely there's not very many shares available, because most people that buy our stock are people that are buying to hold. They're buying it for the long run. They want to, you know, they just want to invest in their freedom, make sure they have a voice. That's the people that invest in True Social. So like I said, if you're a bank and you don't want to do business with us and you want to debank us, that's fine. And we'll deal with you in that sense. But if you don't have the shares to short, we are going to figure it out. And we are going to hunt you down and we are going to hold you accountable, whether it's through the courts or, you know, in Congress, we will figure it out. And that's, look, as you well know, Lou, this is my specialty. You know, I don't want to be screwed with. I just want to run our business. But if you want to screw with us, we're not going to take it.
Yeah, good for you. And I think they've got a sense of that. And certainly, I have to wonder about, you know, a place like Bank of America, USAA, who debank, you mentioned debank a minute ago, debank John Eastman, who is just being screwed with by the Bar Association, the Marxist Dim Bar Association of California, an outrage. And the reality is that banks that are debanking firms and individuals who they don't agree with their politics, shame on you. And by the way, there's going to be a new sheriff in town in 2025. And I hope the sheriff sends out the posse for those creeps, because it's outrageous. But anyway, my compliments to you on the fight that you're engaged in, and best wishes for immense success. Business is one of those places where success is always the best way to get even, in my opinion. Yeah. So let's turn to the man, DJT. He is getting screwed with, as you put it, routinely, hour by hour, day by day, week by week. What we're watching in New York right now is sickening, because they know how corrupt they are in that judiciary in New York. And the prosecutors are as corrupt as they could be. And he has to put up with this and wait for an appeal. I'm telling you, the Justice Department is screwed up. The system of justice in New York is screwed up. The concept that you would put a man through 9 years of political persecution. Devin, I mean, your blood must boil watching this.
Yeah, and it's uncanny, though, to watch President Trump deal with it. I don't think anyone could deal with what he's had to deal with, you know, really since 2016, you know, right when he took office. You know, he was dealing immediately with the fake and phony Russia hoax that was a total setup by DOJ and FBI and the DNC and the Clinton campaign. And really, it's just never stopped. It just continues. But it's like every day it gets worse. Every day it gets more ridiculous. But what is Trump doing? He's basically taking, you know, the old saying, he's taking lemons and making lemonade, so he's stuck there in New York. He has to do what he's doing. So what's he doing? One, world leaders are coming to see him at Trump Tower, which is very unusual for world leaders. I mean, to get involved and come and see a political candidate, you know, somebody that's on the ballot. I think it's normal to visit a former president. Not so normal to visit somebody who's on the ballot running against the sitting president. So he's making hay of that. And I think you're going to have more and more leaders, especially the ones that come from that are familiar with communism. And that's what you had yesterday with the Polish president coming to see him. And then on the other hand, what else is he doing? He's holding rallies, or he's going out to, like the other day, he went to Harlem. I bet there hasn't been a Republican presidential candidate in Harlem in years. And he was greeted like a rock star. So no, I'm not saying that Harlem's going to vote for him.
That crowd at that bodega was, I mean, it was expansive, watching everyone, different age groups. I mean, they were thrilled to have him there.
And also pointing out that, you know, going to the scene of the crime where crimes are being done. So he's making a mockery of the court system, because he's basically exposing them all. He's making a mockery of this corrupt DA, because nothing happens to these killers in New York City. and they're wasting time with Trump. The judge is corrupt, clearly. They're putting, you know, gag orders on him. And so what's he doing? He runs out to Harlem, boom, runs back, meets with the Polish president. This is just going to continue to happen. So, you know, look, all you can do is provide transparency and expose the left for what they are. And you hope that you can get through. And part of what we do at True Social and working with other free speech partners like Rumble is we're providing that avenue for people to get the truth. No pun intended, but to get what's actually happening on the ground.
But pretty effective, intended or otherwise. I liked it. Yeah. We're talking with Devin Nunes. We're coming right back. We're going to talk about truth and justice and the future of this great country under President Donald J. Trump. Stay with us. Folks, you know I beg everyone to get ready for the next crisis, and when it comes, our lives will likely change overnight, whether it's natural disaster, war, or another disease. We have to be ready as we can be. We saw what happened in 2020 when we found ourselves dependent on global supply chains. We're still dependent on China and other countries for more than 90% of all our pharmaceuticals. With clusters of respiratory illnesses popping up around the world and here, we need to be prepared, and now is the time to make certain you have what your family needs when the next crisis hits. Our good friends Dr. Peter McCullough and Dr. Drew Pinsky over at The Wellness Company have put together just what you and I need with The Wellness Company's Medical Emergency Kit. And now The Wellness Company's Medical Kit provides a solution critical to you and your loved ones. This emergency kit includes 8 life-saving medications, including amoxicillin, Z-Pak, and ivermectin for you to keep on hand, along with a guidebook for safe use. From tick bites to biochemical events, every medical scenario is covered. Be prepared for whatever comes next. Go to twc.health/Dobbs and grab your medical emergency kit right now. Go to twc.health/Dobbs now. That's twc.health/Dobbs. Put in promo code Dobbs and save 15% at checkout. Take control of your health today with the Wellness Company's Medical Emergency Kit. Prepare today. Be ready tomorrow.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
We're back now with Devin Nunes. And Devin, I just want to turn to Mike Johnson, the Speaker of the House, the drama that's in the House of Representatives. It's big time historic stuff we're witnessing here. I think we can all agree. Did you ever once dream that Mike Johnson would be turn out to be this awful, this arrogant, and this much of a failure?
Well, look, these are all people that I know, Lou, and I, you know, I have to. I'm going to be doing all kinds of investigations here. I'm running a public company, so you know, I'm going to try to be diplomatic here. Look, this is the this is the challenge, and this is what I warned about. You know, if you want to run for speaker, and this was a lot of, I mean, I know all these guys, but if you want to run for speaker, you do it now for next year. You don't disrupt in the middle of this. So, you know, some people didn't like Kevin McCarthy. Well, you should have went out, recruited candidates and campaigned the rest of the year. If they would have just left McCarthy there, we wouldn't be in this malaise. And so you have Mike Johnson, who they couldn't figure out who else to go to. And, you know, Speaker Johnson, I mean, I've worked with him. I mean, he's a very smart guy. But it's, you know, the challenge is that, you know, you pick up something midstream, you have a very small majority. It makes it very difficult. And so, you know, that's why I just said, You know, when people didn't want McCarthy, I said, okay, that's fine. You know, people, if you don't like McCarthy, great. Go recruit candidates around the country. Go campaign for those candidates. Go work your caucus members. Because at the end of the, but at the end of the day, when the election is over and members of Congress are sworn in and you join the Republican Party,
yeah,
you vote for whoever's going to be your leader. It's, and it's 50% plus one. And then you got to go out as a team. You can't do these disruptions in the middle. There's a reason why for 100 and some years, Lou, this didn't happen. It's because it is a strategically stupid mistake to, in my opinion, to disrupt leadership like this in the middle of the game. I mean, look, it's one thing if you're sick or, you know, you have a, you know, some issue. But, you know, look, if they want to take out Johnson now, then you need to go start campaigning right now and do it after the election. In my opinion,
you're one of the smartest folks in Washington, D.C. No question about it. You know the legislature. You also know the White House, in point of fact, you know power. But when you have, and I think that as much as I detested Paul Ryan and I detested what Kevin McCarthy was doing because it wasn't smart and it wasn't in any way productive for the country. It was for the swamp, yes, but not for the country. Mm-hmm. You see the influence of both men still in Washington. Both men have, I mean, Paul Ryan has got his, his acolytes working for Mike Johnson, for crying out loud. We're watching the leeches pull him at the same time as he, Mike Johnson, lies. He doesn't deliver again, just as Kevin McCarthy did in the January 6th videos. They lied. They lie to the conference. They lie about spending bills. They lie about omnibus. They lie about, for crying out loud, regular order. They lie for practice. When you've got a man like this, let me just say it this way. Uh-huh. Mike Johnson, you could say leave him alone until, Christmas comes and winter blows in with January. But the fact of the matter is, he's tearing this conference up. He's betraying them. He might as well be Hakeem Jeffries.
Well, here's what they should focus on. So, well, first, number one, I got to correct you. I'm not in D.C. anymore. So don't. So I'm one of the guys who left and went out to do something different.
I didn't mean to suggest you were geographically there.
Yeah, but I'm just kidding with you. But look here. Look, this is the problem that they have. It's a very small majority, and you got Biden as the president, Schumer's in charge of the Senate. And here's the most important thing that they have right now that they can't let up on. And that is these investigations. And these investigations are so critical. It's the one thing they have, that they have subpoena power, and there's so much that they need to do. And getting bogged down like this on leadership fights is not helpful, because really the only thing at the end of the day, and look, you and I are in total agreement. They should have never agreed to that Senate spending bill, whenever that was a couple of years ago. That was a stupid idea. I also think they should have just held out and just did CRs. I think that's the bet under this type of government with somebody like Biden. You and I talked about that at the time. I think the fact that they didn't do that was not a smart move. So there's been a lot of kind of moves that I haven't agreed with. But the one thing they can do is they can run investigations, and they have a lot of really good investigations going on right now with people that are doing a good job, whether it's Jim Jordan or Comer, even some of the stuff they're doing on January 6th. Now you're starting to see, and it's hard to peel that back as somebody who had to deal with, especially when you have, somebody like totally corrupt, like the DOJ is right now. And they got to focus on those investigations, because we're what, 5.5 months out from the election now. It's critically important to expose the corruption in D.C. It's the one thing they have, and they need to go and they need to get out and talk about it everywhere as they build to the next election, because very little legislation is going to get done right now, no matter what they do, no matter who the speaker is.
Yeah,
very little is going to get done.
You and I agree about just about everything. And I want to tell you about a couple of things we don't agree with and want to see what you think. And then I want to ask you about well, some other interesting political, one particular political question that's very important. And we're going to save that for the other side of this commercial break. We'll be right back as we wrap up our conversation with Devin Nunes. Thanks so much for being with us here today. And stay with us. We'll be right back with Devin Nunes.
Lou Dobbs here. I'm delighted to let you all know that the program Lou Dobbs Tonight has returned to the air. That's right. Lou Dobbs Tonight is back. We're live each and every weeknight at 7 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Central on rumble.com/Lou Dobbs. That's rumble.com/Lou Dobbs. I hope you'll be joining us for Lou Dobbs Tonight as our fight to save this country has only begun.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We're back now with Devin Nunes, and I want to just turn to this one question and see what you think. And that is, I believe that Comer and Jordan have already proved their case with the whistleblowers, with everything they've done. It's not this. We just saw what happened with Mayorkas. You know, they did it by the numbers. There it is. He there. And Chuck Schumer with a wave of his, corrupt right hand, threw it all away. There's nothing they can do. This is not going to be fair. So my question is this. Uh-huh. Why not everybody be honest about what this is? 5.5 months in the public eye to call them what they are and back it up with the evidence that they've already got. Comer has tons of evidence. Jordan has tons of evidence.
Yeah, I would argue.
Why is anybody arguing about whether you call Joe Biden impaired and corrupt?
I think that's not an issue. That's not an issue. We totally agree on that. But there's more that they can do. This is the challenge. Like, everybody knows Biden's corrupt, at least on the right. And they've done a good job exposing that. They have plenty of information. But Lou, there's other people involved in this. Like, this all goes to, like, for example, this is all related to Mar-a-Lago. What about the connection, the raid at Mar-a-Lago? Sorry, just to be clear. How did that happen? How did the DOJ involve? What was Biden's involvement in it? What about Biden's involvement in Atlanta? In New York, these are all things that they got to go 2 and 3 layers deep right now to expose all of the criminals. Look, Biden, in my opinion, is going to be gone.
What about Obama? What about Clinton?
One way or another.
They're in it too. They're in it too, right? I mean, they're still running things at the White House, it appears, or at least their acolytes.
The Obama people are, absolutely. Yeah.
Hillary Clinton says she's talks to somebody there in the White House every day. I mean,
my guess is that Obama has control over there. She may want control, but Obama has full control. His people are there. They're mostly in control. And that's what needs to be exposed. And I think there's, what's happening to President Trump in with all these phony investigations and indictments, it all leads ultimately back to the same people. And that's they really should. And I know they're starting to, subpoena Fannie Willis and everybody else. And they got to move on that because this needs to be exposed before the election.
Yeah. And, and by the way, Elon Musk knows exactly what it means to transgress this administration because they are. It's just a structure of Marxist Dems. It's a matter of how you allocate them, whether it's the SEC, the FTC, you name it. They're going to be there and they're going to be there to crush anyone who is America first. I want to go to that issue, the campaign. Mm-hmm. I think you would be a great vice president. I think you would be a great vice presidential candidate. I think you're a great American. And I think you're a great businessman. You've been successful at everything you do. I just think that you would be immensely effective as the president's right hand man.
Well, look, Lou, I know you. I know you mean that, and I respect it. And I'm thankful for thank you for the kind words. But look, I would just say this. We are we spent 2 years at True Social doing research and development, being starved of capital markets. We finally got this company public. And I believe that there's nothing more important than free speech. And I think you can't win. It doesn't matter if it's Trump or whoever on the ballot. You can't win if you don't have access to the internet and have free speech. So look, I just don't, I don't want to be in the fray. I mean, look, obviously, if the president needs somebody like me to help, I will help. But there's a lot of people that are vying for it, that are, they're doing their little shadow campaigns and all that. And let's just, let them do that. In the meantime, I got to, I got a company to build, and I have a, and there's a lot of work still yet to be done at True Social. We got a lot of projects on the plate here.
Well, I didn't mean to put you on the spot, but I do think that, I mean every word I said, and I think and I appreciate you acknowledging and know that. I got great respect for you. I'm proud of everything that you've accomplished, and you've got a tremendous success ahead of you. Thanks so much, Devin Nunes, great American.
Thank you, Lou. I appreciate it. Thanks to you and your audience.
And thank you, everybody, for joining us today. Be sure to join us this weekend for the Great America Show. Among our guests will be Kash Patel, Tom Fitton, Naomi Wolf, and Trump attorney Jesse Banal. Be with us for that. Follow me on Twitter and True Social at Lou Dobbs. And thank you for being with us again. God bless you, and God bless America.
One, two, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.